Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Years ago, I went to a behavior seminar and paid good money for it too, and drove quite a distance, and was extremely frustrated because every time someone in the audience would ask a question, the presenter would say, "I have no data on that." This was a person who worked at a large university, who I'm sure saw many clients. And yet, the only way this presenter would say something would be if there was somebody else's research to back it up. I've thought about that, because when I began my career, I worked as a research assistant, and I see the allure of research. Even now, after all these years, I admit I'm still somewhat of a control freak. And scientific experiments are like, man, they are made for control freaks, because you get to eliminate anything that is going to interfere with that little segment of reality that you want to look at. But for multiple reasons, I decided against going that route, and instead I became a clinician. And being in clinical practice is about as opposite as you can get. Because whereas the scientist who wants to design a really good experiment strives to eliminate every possible variable except that one he or she wants to zero in on, the clinician has to take all of the variables into account and then decide which are the most important for this particular animal and this particular person in this particular environment at this particular time. So there are two different types of thinking. Try as I might. Do you want to go out? Okay, out you go. Try as I might, I have little patience with people who look down their noses at anecdotal evidence. Anecdotal evidence is a snobbish way for saying what happens in real life, in vivo, as opposed to in vitro, in a test tube, in a lab, in a cage somewhere. This is not to say that I elevate anecdotal evidence, I don't. But I put it on the same plane as scientific evidence. Scientific evidence is general. What is going on in your house with your animal right now is specific. So it's not a case of either or, it's a case of and. We can use the scientific studies to get in the ballpark. And we do this all the time, although you might not be aware of it. Think about those drug studies. On the one hand, we can say that testing drugs for human or animal use has got to be at the top of the heap when it comes to the creme de la creme of the scientific method. And yet, once that's all done, and once they release it to the public, then what happens? Well, no matter how hard they try, their tests will not have been able to address all the variables that occur in real life. It's not going to happen. Because of this, reports about side effects they didn't realize start coming in. Obviously, nobody in their right mind releases a drug that's going to cause cancer or strokes or heart attacks, and yet it happens. But the scientific method, scientific studies are not infallible. And most of them are also quite small, and particularly when it comes to the ones in animal behavior. We have millions of dogs out there. And our studies are comparably small, some of them 100 animals or less. So when you think in terms of science, think in terms of both kinds of science. The science of the anecdote, the real life, and the science of the researcher. Take them together and then determine how the two of them work together, where they fit, where they don't, for your particular situation. To rely on strictly anecdotal evidence or what your neighbors tell you for the true answer is as flawed as banking on the results of a scientific study conducted by Einstein himself. In order to get the whole picture, we need both kinds of evidence.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.